Florida schools are funded on an A-to-F scale, and those grades carry great weight in determinations of state funding, local property values, and whether businesses want to open up shop nearby. But Miami Democratic State Senator Dwight Bullard, a social studies teacher himself, says school grades can't be counted on the same way other grades are.
When the health department gives a restaurant an F grade, you know not to eat there. You know, when a student gets an F grade in school, you know that that student has not completed any of the work. So we have a school grading formula that doesn't speak in the same psychological means that grading falls in normal human understanding.
The bill would remove bonus points schools can earn, as well as eliminating automatic triggers that cause a school's grade to drop. But the de-emphasis on high school grading factors like the number of kids taking SAT and ACT and enrolling in advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses has Duval County School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti concerned. He wants the proposed grading system to take more factors into consideration for high schools.
At the end of the day, a university doesn't look at whether a kid passed or didn't pass an end of course exam. They look at ACT, SAT, and PERT. And for kids, mainly poor kids and minority kids, we are seeing more kids taking the ACT, SAT, and more kids being college ready. This is as real as it gets.
An amendment from Tallahassee Senator and Florida Association of District School Superintendents head Bill Montford would have put those measures back in place for high schools, but the language did not make it onto the bill. The Senate proposal allows a one-year pause on penalties associated with poor performance, even though schools would continue receiving grades. The move comes as the state continues implementing both a new statewide assessment and locally developed end-of-course exams. But Bay County Superintendent Bill Husfeld argues districts need more time before the changes go into effect.
We're not asking you to delay holding us accountable. We just don't think the grading is going to work while we are building the test platform. We don't think it's going to work. There should not be an EOC for every course out there. We can't do it. We cannot manage it. It's not going to happen and work the way you think it's going to work right now.
The Senate Education Committee did make two changes to the proposal. One would create a permanent exemption for children with complex disabilities from state testing, a response to recent concerns about the appropriateness of assessing severely disabled children. The State Superintendent Association has called for a three-year transition to a new accountability structure, but lawmakers and officials at the Department of Education have rejected that idea. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.